Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Oh, good morning. My name's Doreen Craig, and I have been dealing with Muhammad there at M-Phone, and I was wondering if I could speak to him.
Okay, you want to speak to Muhammad in regards to what?
Well, in regards to letters that we've just received a modem, and we believe we had cancelled all of this.
Give me a moment, I'll just check.
Thank you.
You have already received the modem?
The modem has just arrived.
Can you give me your registered number? The landline number?
Hang on a sec. Hang on just a second. What's my landline number? I need our landline number. So our landline number is 8552-2670.
Sorry? 8552?
2670.
And which state are you in? Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales?
I'm in South Australia.
Give me a moment.
Thank you.
I'll confirm the number 8552-2670, correct?
That's correct.
And what is the name of the person?
Doreen Craig, Doreen Craig.
No, Doreen, when did you cancel? Your service is connected to us now, and even
well,
I can see the modem is delivered.
Yes, okay. So we got a phone call from Optus, who were going to be our provider. And
when did you receive the call from Optus?
About 10 days ago, 12 days ago now.
Okay.
And when we got that call, we were told that our order had been cancelled. And we told them at that stage that we were very happy that it had been cancelled. And we were going to stay with Telstra. They said that
so
that would be...
We are not Optus, we are Melbourne Phone.
Yes, but we were told that our internet was going to be provided by Optus.
No, but I don't know whom you spoke to, but Muhammad is with Melbourne Phone. He is not with Optus.
Okay, fine. So, answer me a question. We received a letter last Thursday, and on the back of it, it had a form to say that we could send this back and cancel our agreement. So if I send this back to you today with the modem, where do I send it?
But you have to pay. Why? But why do you want to cancel? Because your service is already.
Because we want to stay with Telstra. Because
then in that case there will be a cancellation fee.
Oh, there's going to be a cancellation fee. Well, we've never been told about that.
No, we have the voice recording where we did inform. For this will be a 12-month contract, and if you cancel, there will be a cancellation fee of $199. You're canceling after the service has been connected. In order to cancel, we do provide a 10-day cooling off period, and then only we start the service. We don't start the service immediately after signing up.
Okay.
As per the law, we do provide the 10 days. Yeah,
right. So it tells me on this form that I have a right to terminate within 10 days of the cooling off period.
Yes,
and
right.
It says I can cancel this agreement without any reason within 10 business days from
yes.
and including the day after you signed or received this agreement.
Yes,
we received the paperwork last Thursday.
You have signed up with us on the 26th of September, and today it's 27th of October, so it's already...
Yeah, I know, exactly. How come it's taken so long? That was why we cancelled.
And you received the letter last week, right, on Thursday?
We received the letter on Thursday. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm within my 10 days.
No, it's already over. It's already over. Doreen, the 10-day cooling off period is already over.
Where do I return everything? Because, honestly, this is ridiculous. It also says we have an extended right to terminate this agreement. If
so
we
you
think...
Do have, but it's... If under the cooling off period, not after the customer is, after the service
yep.
is connected.
All right. So we still have a general right to terminate. And to do
yes,
that,
but,
I have to pay
now,
you $199.
Yes, you have to pay a cancellation fee because
yeah.
the service is already cancelled. The cooling off period is already over, Doreen.
Right.
Even
I'll
we
pay
have
the
to pay a cancellation
no, I'll,
fee.
I'll pay the cancellation fee. I want to return everything to you. So where do I return it with my form saying that it's cancelled?
So Doreen, why do you want to cancel? You can use it for
because
some time.
we want to stay with Telstra now. We've been mucked about. We got 15 or 16 phone calls to set this up and it's still taken a month. So we're going to stay with Telstra. I don't need to give you any more reason than that. I just want to send everything back to you with our cancellation and then you can bill me for the $199. Is that all right?
Give me a moment. So you can, Doreen, in that case, in order to cancel the service, as I told you, you can pay the cancellation fee now. I will go ahead and cancel the service. And I will SMS you the address where you can send the modem back.
Okay, fine. And I should include the termination notice paperwork for our unsolicited consumer agreement. Is that correct?
Sorry? What you said? Come on. Can you confirm again?
So do I need to, or I will, return the signed form, which was the unsolicited consumer agreement, to say that I wish to cancel this agreement?
You don't need
so
to
I'll
do
put
anything.
That in with the modem?
No, you don't. If you want, you can do that, but still I am taking an authorization on the call right now. This is getting recorded. So
okay, thank
as
you.
Per you, we will go ahead and cancel the service. And I'll SMS you the address of the modem return. You can just send it back to us.
Okay, fine. And so do you know how much that will cost me to send it back?
It will be around about $20.
Right. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay.
So would you like to make the payment of the your cancellation fee now?
Yes, I'll pay it now. Thank you.
Just give me a moment. I'll take the payment. Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, Doreen, on the account, the number is, the phone number, the mobile number is 0424540105. Whose number is this?
That's my number.
And you're calling from another number. That's the reason I want
to. I am. That is my sister's number. And okay. We're going to put this charge through on her card.
Okay. Just give me a moment.
Thank you.
So are you Doreen? Are you Doreen's sister?
I'm Doreen.
Okay, Doreen. Just give me a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for waiting, Doreen. Are you there?
Thank you. Yes, okay. I'm here.
Okay, just give me a moment. I'm just filling the details on the payment page so that I can take the payment, and also I will provide you the receipt number for this payment, okay?
Yes, that's a big one.
And just a reminder, Doreen, in future, whenever you do any sign-up, kindly call within the cooling off period, within the 10 days cooling off period, so that you can cancel the service and you don't have to pay any cancellation fee. Because even we have to pay a cancellation fee if we cancel the service with the provider, with the exchange, right? So that's the reason. You can give me the card number.
Okay, the card number is 4434.
Yep.
7600.
Yes.
0150.
Yep.
9519.
And the expiry date?
The expiry date is 10/29.
And the number at the back of the card?
Is 829.
Do you have a pen and paper handy? You can make a note of the receipt number for this payment.
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Okay, it's 877.
877.
940.
940.
300.
300. So 877. 940300.
Correct. Okay. And also, I am going to SMS you this the address where you can send the modem back. And I will go ahead and cancel the service right away. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries. Anything else I can help you with, Ori?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, tell me.
When you SMS the address through to me, is there a way that you can also email a copy of the receipt for the deposit?
Yeah, I'll SMS you the receipt of the payment as well. Okay?
That's right. Thank you.
No worries. Anything else I can help you with?
No, nothing. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.